Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, The Place of the Kingdom. We live in the church age, not the kingdom. Christ is right now building his church, and will bring in his kingdom in the future. The church lives in light of the coming kingdom, but it is yet future. Yes, the church is positionally in the kingdom, just like we are positionally already in heaven. But in practical reality, we're not there yet. The Spirit-filled church reflects the character of the coming kingdom, but the kingdom proper awaits the future. The church is the people, Christ's people. The church is a forever family of believers in Christ called the body of Christ or the bride of Christ. The mission of the church is all about winning people to Christ who will one day rule with Christ in his kingdom. This is our singular mission, as given in the Great Commission. In this church age, it's all about Christ building his church. The church is the mission. A major theme in Scripture that encompasses God's overall master plan is the kingdom of God. This theme is traced from Genesis to Revelation. For this reason, the kingdom of God has been called the grand central theme of Scripture. Richard Mayhew says, quote, "The Bible is one book. Had we to give that book a title, we might with justice call it the book of the coming kingdom of God. This is, indeed, its central theme everywhere." End of quote. The whole of redemptive history is headed towards the coming kingdom. In the end, every person will either share in God's kingdom or will be cast out of it. So it is given great importance in the whole of Scripture. But there has been and continues to be much errant kingdom teaching involving the mission, activity, and perspective of the church. A little bit of background to errant kingdom teaching. The early church for the first 200 years held to a premillennial return of Christ and that he would come again to literally reign on the earth. However, Origen, 185 to 254 AD, began to spiritualize the idea of the kingdom and understood it to be realized in the present church age. But it was Augustine, 354 to 430 AD, who systematized an allegorical approach to understanding the kingdom. So Origen laid the foundation, and Augustine systematized a spiritual view of the kingdom. Augustine, in his famous book, The City of God, put forth the idea that the church was the kingdom of God on earth. When Constantine gave Christianity favored status in the Roman Empire, it gave impetus to the idea that the church is now the kingdom on earth and that God is now building his kingdom through the church. This view that the church is the kingdom became the doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church. The key reformers, Calvin and Luther, broke with the Roman Church in areas of soteriology, that is, salvation, but they did not essentially break with Roman Catholicism in the area of eschatology, future things. So Augustine's rejection of a literal coming earthly kingdom of the Messiah has influenced the church in the broadest definition of the word for about 1600 years. Even to this day, the effects of an allegorical, spiritualized approach to prophecy in the kingdom versus a literal future approach is still widely felt. The church is not the kingdom, and we are not in the kingdom. At his second coming, Christ comes as King of Kings. However, Christ is nowhere called the King of the Church. Rather, the imagery of his relationship to the church is that of groom and bride, or as head to the body. Paul's New Testament writings consistently place the kingdom in the future. Let's talk for just a moment about the universal versus messianic kingdom. The scripture presents two kingdom aspects related to the world, one ever-present and one yet to come, one universal and one messianic. God is always sovereign. In the sense of sovereignty, God is always on his throne, and he ever rules over all the affairs and every detail of life. Three times in Daniel 4 it says, "The Most High rules in the kingdom of men." Psalm 145:13, "Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations." Under the umbrella of God's sovereignty, the whole of history has been marching towards a future messianic kingdom. The major kingdom markers in the Bible are in reference to this coming messianic kingdom. Simply put, the messianic kingdom prophesied in the Old Testament is the same kingdom offered by Christ to Israel in the Gospels and then referred to in the New Testament epistles. The same messianic kingdom prophesied in the Old Testament sees fulfillment in the book of Revelation at the second coming of Jesus Christ. The whole course of history is continually moving towards the kingdom in which the Messiah will rule the world. It's coming. He is coming. The kingdom is coming. If you keep these truths straight in your mind, it will serve you well in rightly dividing the word in relation to the subject of the kingdom. Rightly dividing the word includes this. Number one, the church is not the kingdom, but believers live in anticipation of it. Number two, the Messiah personally ushers in the kingdom at his second coming. And number three, the kingdom is yet future. So the place of the future messianic kingdom is prominent in Scripture, but its placement is yet future. The chronological outlay is, number one, present church age, Revelation 2 and 3. Number two, Christ in judgment subdues the world, Revelation 11, 15. And number three, Christ as King of Kings comes to establish his kingdom, Revelation 19. Christ said to the church at Thyatira in Revelation 2, 25 through 29, But hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels, as I have also received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Did you catch it? Hold fast till I come. And then when he comes at the second coming, he will rule and we will rule with him. Lord, we thank you for the scriptures. Help us to rightly divide kingdom truth. Lord, we know that all of history is moving towards this glorious climactic kingdom, which the Messiah will reign supreme. And we look forward to that. We will indeed, as the church, or as your bride, are going to rule with you. What a day that will be. Help us to live in anticipation of it, as we are called to do, to walk worthy of those who will inherit the kingdom. Commit our day to you. Might it be fruitful for your glory now. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.